B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Moed Katan Daf Gimel. We're going to start 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis. Earlier on Daf Beis Amud Beis, we saw a machlokus between Rabba and Rav Yosef regarding hamnachesh v'hamashke mayim lizroim b'shabbos. What exactly, how do we define menachesh, weeding, and mashke, watering plants, and that's plants, trees, crops on Shabbos? The rabbi said it was more associated to chayrish, to ploughing, because it softens the land. And Rav Yosef said it was more to do with planting, because it helps the plants grow. And then the Gemara discussed the concept of menachesh, and we brought in the menachesh umechapeb in the context of kilaim, and now we're moving to the mashke part. Watering, again, there's this machlekes rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rabbi says it's chayrish, and Rav Yosef says it's zoreah. Says the Gemara Tanan. This takes us back to our Mishnah. Mashkin beis hashlochin b'moyed u'b'shvies. One's allowed to water a field, provided it's a beis hashlochin, it's an irrigated field, it's a field that depends and relies on us watering it for it not to get ruined. One's allowed to do that on moyed, on chol ha-moyed u'b'shvies, and on shmita. So the Gemara is saying, bishlei m'moyed. Regarding Chol HaMoed, I can understand Mishum Tirchahi, that the concept of watering involves some level of work, of effort, Upamokim Pseida, Shoru Rabbonon, and the Chachomim said that providing it's not extreme work, which we saw in the Mishnah when it comes to taking water out of a well, but as long as it's not extreme work, Upamokim Pseida, in order to prevent loss and damage to the field and crops, Shoru Rabbonon, the Chachomim said, one was allowed to work on Chol HaMoed, and we already mentioned earlier on Daf Beis from the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Ches, that the Torah allowed the Chachomim to determine what was allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed and what not. Elo Shvies, but regarding to Shmita, Bein Leman Do'omar Mishum Zoreah, also according to Rav Yosef, who said that watering is considered planting, Ubein Leman Do'omar Mishum Chayrish, and Rabbah, who says that watering is considered ploughing, Zriya V'Charisha B'Shvies Mishari, does anybody allow either Charisha or Zriya during Shmita? And since it's not allowed in Shmita, how then can our Mishnah say you're allowed to water a field on Shmita, even to prevent from loss? Omer Abaya, Abaya says you're right. And when Shmita was kept on biblical terms, indeed it was also to water the fields. However, B'Shvies B'Zman Hazeh, Shmita nowadays is only practiced Midrabbonon V'Rebihi. And it's Rebbe who holds that Shmita today is only Midrabbonon. D'Tanya, Rebbe Omer, we says in the Pasuk, V'zeh Dvar HaShmita, Shomoit Kol Baal Mashe Yodoy Ashiyashe B'Re'eu L'Yigoyis Esre'eu V'es Ochiv Kikoro Shmita L'Hashem. And this is talking about Shmitas Ksofim, that if somebody is owed money by somebody, and then Shmita passes, you're no longer allowed to claim the debt. And there's many halachas, we're not learning the halachas of Shmitas Ksofim now. But the Pasuk does say, Zvezeh Dvar HaShmita Shomoit, that this is concerning the Shmita, the renouncing, Shmoit, to renounce. B'shtei, so why have you got a double term mentioned in the Pasuk? B'shtei Shmita is HaKos of Medabir, because the Pasuk is talking about two types of renouncing, two types of Shmitas. Achas Shmitas Karka, V'achas Shmitas Ksofim. It's alluding to the fact that there are two types of halachas of Shmita. There's the halachas of Shmita concerning the land, and halachas of Shmita concerning debts. And what the reason the Torah wrote it like this, V'zeh Dvar HaShmita Shomoit, is in order to tell us that there's something connecting these two. Bizman Shato Meshamit Karka, only when min haTorah you have to renounce the ownership on the crops, and you have to make the land hefka, ato mashamit ksofim, only in those years, in those shmitas, does the shmitas ksofim apply. Ubizman she'i ato mashamit karka, and these are the words we're looking for, that the Brisa says that there is a time where there is no shmitas karkois min ha-teira. In those years, iato mashamit ksofim, shmitas ksofim also don't apply in those years. So you see clearly in this Brisa, in the name of Rebbe, that there is a concept of shmita years which are not practiced, at least biblically. So Abaya said that according to Rebbe, there's a concept of Shmita, which is Bizman Hazeh, which is not practiced Min HaTorah. And since it's not Min HaTorah, then even though Midrabbonon we practice Shemitah, but these Melochas, for example, Chayrish and Zerea, at least in the context of Mashkin, what the Chachomim allowed it. That was Abaye's answer. Rav Omar, Rava said, Afilu Teim Rabbonon, even if you hold that Shemitah nowadays is Min HaTorah, then Ovois Osa Rachmona, Toldois Loi Osa Rachmona. Those things that are mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk regarding Shemitah, then those things one's not allowed to do during Shemitah. But when it comes to Mashkin, to watering plants, that you're not allowed to, that you're allowed to do since the Pasuk does not mention it explicitly. Dichsev. As it said, there is a pasuk. The pasuk says regarding Shemitah, Uvashonu hashviyis Shabbos shaposoin yeh laoretz Shabbos lashem. That's the introduction of the pasuk. The pasuk says that in the seventh year, the Shemitah year, the land should rest, which would mean don't do any work, any activities on the land. But the Gemara, the pasuk doesn't suffice with that. The pasuk goes into detail where it says Sod choloi sizra. You should not plant, you shouldn't sow your fields, v'charmacha loisizmoir, and in your vineyards you should not do zmira. Zmira means trimming the dry branches. Esefiach katzircha loisiktor, you shouldn't reap the plants, the trees, ves invein nezirecha, and the grapes of your grapevines, loisivtor, you shouldn't pick the grapes. And then again it says, Shabbos Shabbos in yele oret, the land should rest. So the Pasuk explicitly makes mention of Zriya and Zmira, of Ketzira and Betzira. Now of these four, two of them in the context of Shabbos are considered Av Melochis. Zriya is an Av Melocha, planting, sowing, and Ketzira, reaping. The Pasuk here regarding Shemitah mentions two Toildois, Zmira trimming, which is a Toilda of Zuria, because it helps the tree grow, and it mentions Betzira, which is picking grapes, which is a tolda of reaping, of Ketzira. So the Pasuk here regarding Shemitah mentions two Ovois Melochis explicitly and two toldos explicitly. So let's see in the Gemara. Mechta, Zmira Bichlal Zuria. Zmira is really included in Zuria. It means trimming the dry branches would be included in not doing something that's going to help the planting, the growing. Ubetzira and picking the grapes, bechlal katzira, would be included in the reaping of the grains. Lemay hilchas kosvinu rachmona. So why did the Torah mention these two toldos explicitly? Lememra, to teach us, the ahani toldos, only on these two toldos of zmira and betzira, Mechaiva, Yochaiv on Shemitah, Achrinaisa, but any other toldos, for example, watering, Loi Mechaiv, that you're not Chaiv on Shemitah. So Rava said, even though we have Shemitah, and the Gemara started with a good question, how can our Mishnah say that you're allowed to water a field in Shemitah if watering is a toilda of either Chayrush or Zerea? The answer is because the only two toldos which are Chaiv are either Betzira or Zmira. Asks the Gemara, V'loi? Is it really clear that on other toldos, those not mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk regarding Shemitah, that one is not chayiv during Shemitah? This seems to contradict the Braisa. And now we're going to learn quite a long Braisa with quite a number of halachas of Shemitah. V'otanya we learned in a Braisa. Sodcho loisiz ravus charmacho loisizmar. We just saw in the above mentioned Pasuk that it says that you should not sow, you shouldn't plant in your fields, and you should not trim in your vineyards. Eini elo zirua v'zimur. So that part of the pasuk only mentions the zriya and the zmira. Minayin, how do you know that lenichush, that uprooting weeds, uleidur and hoeing, ulekisuach and cutting the weeds, how do you know those are also asa? Talmud Leima says in the pasuk, sodcha loi, because the pasuk says sodcha loi sizra, v'karmacha loi sizmar. It says sodcha loi, karmacha loi, and again it's a discussion exactly how to understand this pasuk, but the Rashi or the Mefarash here, it's not clear it's Rashi, it's probably not Rashi, but what we're going to call Rashi on the side of the Gemara, it says that since it doesn't say loi sizra sodcha, loi sizmer karmacha, it says it the other way around, it says Sodcha loy sizra, karmacha loy sizmoir, is to tell us that sodcha loy, don't do anything in your field. Karmacha loy, don't do anything in your vineyard. Loy kol malacha shebesodcha, don't do any activity in your field. Veloy kol malacha shebekarmacha, nor do any malacha in the vineyard. So for starters, we see that nichush, idur, and kisuach, which are three tail days, yuchayev in shmita. But it doesn't stop there. Let's go further. Minayin she'ein mekarosimin. How do you know you're not allowed to trim those dry branches of a tree? Ve'in mezardin, you're not allowed to trim away the extra branches. Ve'in mefaskin ba'ilon, and you're not allowed to add supports to hold a tree up. Talmud Leimar, from the same words in the Pasuk. Sodcha loy karmacha loy. Loy kol malacha shebesodcha, you're not allowed to do any activity in your field. Ve'loy kol malacha shebekarmacha, nor in your vineyard. Continues the Braisa, minayin she'ein mezablin. How do you know you're not allowed to fertilize the fields during Shemitah? Ve'ein mefarkin. You're not allowed to remove the stones from around the trees from the roots. Ve'ein me'avkin. You're not allowed to place dust and earth over the roots if they become exposed. Ve'ein me'ashnin be'ilon. You're not allowed to do some procedure which makes the worms of the tree die and fall down. Talmud Loimar again, Sod Choloi, Karma Choloi, Kol Melocha Shebesod Choloi, V'Chol Melocha Shebekarma Choloi. So this is another set of toil days which are Osir and Shemitah. But now the Braisa adds a few things that even though you might think you're not allowed to do, you are allowed to do. Yochel, I may have thought, lo yekashkesh, you're not allowed to hoe. And this is similar to Idur. And Rashi is going to discuss, you know, if Idur is allowed, if Idur is not allowed. But Yochel, lo yekashkesh, you may have thought you're not allowed to hoe tachas hazesim under the olive trees, v'lo ye'adir, you're not allowed to hoe tachas agafonim, under the vines, v'lo ye'mali nekoi mayim, and you're not allowed to fill up the holes with water, v'lo ye'ase ugiyos legefanim, and you're not allowed to make those ditches around the gefanim, around the base of these vines. Talmud Leimer, sodcha loy sizra, zeria b'chlal hoysa. Because it says in the Pasuk that you're not allowed to plant in the fields. The question is that Zriah, the prohibition of planting, should have been inclusive in the klal, in the rule. Because the Pasuk started, Ubashon Rashviyas Shabbos Shabbos in Yeloretz Shabbos Lashem, the land should rest. V'lomo Yotza, why does the Torah explicitly exclude, so to speak, Zriah and mention it independently? In order you should compare all those things that are osir to Zriah. Loi melacha, to tell you that ma Zriah miyuchedes, the same way as planting, is unique, that it's avoidas shebesode v'shebekerem, they apply also to the fields, also to the vineyards. Afkol, so too, any type of activity is only osir shehi avoidas shebesode v'shebekerem, if it's unique to both the fields and the vineyards. However, yekashkesh tachas hazeisim, yeadir tachas agafanim, yemali nekoi mayim, and the ugiyos legafanim don't apply equally to fields and vineyards, and therefore they are mutar. But that's a long braisa. But as they say, to cut a long story short, what do we want from this braisa? We clearly see that there's a whole load of toldos which are chayiv in shmita. And this is contrary to what Rava said before. Rava said that the only two toldos you're chayiv for are the two toldos explicitly mentioned in the Pasuk, which is Zemira and Batsira, and not Mashkin. Well, here you see that you're not allowed to do a lot of other toldos. Answers the Gemara Midrabonon. This whole braisa is talking about rabbinical prohibitions. Ukro asmachta ba'alma, and the Pasuk was just like a type of a support for these Isurim Derabonon. But they're only osur Midrabonon. And since it's only osur Midrabonon, the Chachomim said that in the event that the field would get ruined, if you don't do it, like if you don't water the fields, then it's mutter during Shmita. Continues the Gemara, V'kishkush B'shvi'is mishari. We just saw now at the end of the previous braisa that in the last list of toldos which are mutter in Shmita, one of them is yekashkesh tachas hazeisim and yader tachas agafonim, that you're allowed to hoe. Asks the Gemara, v'kishkush b'shvi'is mishari, is one allowed to hoe a field on Shmita? V'oksiv, does it not say in the Pasuk, V'ashvi'es tishmeteno, that during Shemitah tishmeteno you should leave the field, unatashto and you should abandon it, V'ochlu v'yoyne amecho, V'yisrom t'ichal chayes asode, kein tase lecharmucho, l'zeisecho. So you see the Pasuk says that during Shemitah it should be tishmeteno v'notashto. What does that mean? Tishmeteno, you should leave it milikashkeish and refrain from hoeing it. Unatashto, and you should abandon it milasakil, that you should refrain from clearing the stones in the field. So you see clearly here that you're not allowed to hoe a field in Shemitah, and that seems to contradict the braisa we saw before. Answers the Gemara, Omer Vukva Bar Choma, Trei Kishkushe Hava. There's two types of hoeing. Chad Avruye Ilna. One is that just there, either to improve the tree and the growth. Some say Ivruya means to pierce, that when there was an issue there that need that the land above the roots needed piercing, there was too much earth on it, then Ivruya Ilna, then it's Osa. However, V'chad Stumei Pili, but in a case where it's to cover up the cracks over the roots, and that means what the Gemara really means is that, or the difference, the Gemara, it's a lot of discussion here in the Rishonim, what Ivruya means and what Stumapili means, but what the Gemara is saying is that when you're avoiding a damage to the tree, then you're allowed to do the hoeing. However, if it's just to improve the growth, but it's not essential for the health of the crops and for the growth, then you're not allowed to do it. Ivruya ilon osur Stumapila shari. It's only osa if it's ivruye, but if it's stumei pile, then it's muta. Continues the Gemara. Now we're moving to the topic of plowing during Shemitah. Itmar, hachirish b'shvies, if somebody plows during Shemitah. Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Loza, chad omar leika, v'chad omar einei leika. One opinion holds that you chayev malchus, that you get the lashes for doing that, and one opinion says that not. So ask the Gemara. Leima b'derb ovin omer bilo kamiflegi. Can we assume that the point of their argument is whether they agree with what Rabbi Ovin said in the name of Rabbi Lo? The omer b'ovin omer bilo. Kol mokim shenemar klal ba'asei uprat b'loisaseh ein donin oisei b'chlal uprato klal. And just a short introduction to what's going on here. We have a rule that when you have a klal, a rule, and then a prat, a detail, which should have been included in the rule, but was excluded, which means it was mentioned specifically. And then again, a klal. So, klal or prat or klal, we say that we include anything which is even similar to the detail, even though it's not specifically that detail. If it's similar, it's also included. And that's why that detail was separated, to teach us that anything similar to this detail is included. So that is the rule of klal uprat uklal. Now, normally, a klal uprat uklal is said completely in the context of asay, of something you do, or completely in the context of lois asay, something you must not do. Here, you've got something interesting. The pasuk we mentioned before, we have a generalization, a klal. Ubashonu ashvies, shabos shabos in yelo oretz, shabos lashem, the land should rest. And that is an asay, the land should rest. And then we have details, but the details are in the negative, in the loisase. Sod choloisizra, v'chalmur choloisizmur, esfiach katsir choloisikzer, v'sinve nizire choloisivzer. And then we have again a klal, a rule at the end, which is again an asay. Shnas shabosuin yela oretz, it should be a land of rest, a year of rest for the land. So we have here a klal uprat uklal, but you've got the klal in the asay, the prat in the lois asay, and then again a klal in the asay. Now this is very different to a regular klal or prat or klal. So Rabbi Lo said this does not have the status of klal or prat or klal, it just has the status of klal or prat. And when you only have klal or prat, the halacha is that it's only that specific detail that's mentioned in the pasuk which is included, but any other detail, even similar to the detail mentioned, is not included. That's what Rabbi Lo said. So mando omar loika, the opinion that says that plowing a field in Shemitah gets Malkus obviously assumes that it's included in these details. That means when it says Sod Chole Sizra, V'charma Chole Sizmer, Sefiach Tzir Chole Sikter, Inri Nizreya Chole Sivtzir, included in that is anything similar to that, including Charisha, including plowing, otherwise you wouldn't get Malkus. How can you include something that's not specific? It must be that we do use the rule of klal or prat or klal, that even if it is similar to the details mentioned, it's also included. That's not what like Rabbi Law said. So mando amar loika, lest lead Rabbi Ovin amar Rabbi Law. Or mando amar einu loika, the opinion who says you don't get malchus, is lead Rabbi Ovin. He holds of what Rabbi Ovin said in the name of Rabbi Law, and indeed it's not considered a klal or prat or klal, it's only considered a klal or prat. And since Harisha is not mentioned explicitly in the pasuk, there will not be any malchus. That's what the Gemara is asking. Can we suggest that that's how we understand the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar? Answers the Gemara, loy, no. De kule alma les leid Rabbi Ovin amar Rabbi Law. Everybody disagrees with Rabbi Law. And everybody says that this is considered a klal or prat or klal. And therefore we should assume that Harisha is included. And therefore if somebody does Harisha plowing in Shemitah, he should be chayev. So Mando Omar Loika, the one who says that he gets Malchus, Shapir, we understand that very well. How do we understand the opinion who says you don't get Malchus? Mando Omar Einu Loika, Omar Lachoy will tell you that Mecht is Zmira Bechlal Zriya Ubetzira Mechlal Ktzira. Let's look at the details themselves that are mentioned. Why do we need all these details? And we actually had this at the beginning of the Omud, where the Gemara already mentioned this, that Zmira, trimming and batira, picking the grapes, should be included in the zriya and the ktsira, which is also explicitly mentioned. Why did the Torah single out amongst the details singled out? He singled out toildos, that two of the toildos that did not need to be mentioned. Lemeimar, to teach us that ahani toildos huda mechayev, as we saw before from Rava, that only the two toldos mentioned here, which is Batsira and Zmira, only they are chayev. A toldos achrina, any other tolda, for example, Harisha, which is not mentioned explicitly in the Torah, and hence is considered a tolda, loy mechayev, that you won't be chayev. Asks the Gemara now, the Gemara is doing a repeat of what we said before. We came to the same conclusion before in Rava, and the Gemara asks from a long brisa, that in the brisa we see there are details that you are chayev for other toldos that are not mentioned in the pasuk. And the Gemara answered that this whole brisa based on psukim is just asmachta ba'alma, it's just a support for rabbinical prohibitions. And the Gemara is going to do exactly the same now. We're not going to translate the whole brisa again, we're just going to read it. It's identical to what we saw a few minutes ago. Asks the Gemara v'loy, is it true that there's no chiyuv, there's no issur min haTorah for any other toldos besides for the two mentioned explicitly, Batsira and Zmira? Vatani, we learnt in a braisa, sot choloi sizra v'karma choloi sizmur, ein yelo zirua v'zimur, minayin li'idur ulekishkosh ulekisuach, Talmud loy ma sot choloi karma choloi, loy kol melocha shebesotcha, v'loy kol melocha shebekarmacha. And we saw this braisa verbatim before. ומנין שאין מקרסמין ואין מזרדין ואין מפזגין באילון, תלמוד לאי מסודך לאי קרמך לאי, כל מלוך שבסודך לאי, כל מלוך שבקרמך לאי. מנין שאין מזבלין ואין מפרקין ואין מאשנין באילון, תלמוד לאי מסודך לאי קרמך לאי, כל מלוך שבסודך לאי וכל מלוך שבקרמך לאי. יאוכל לא יקשקש תחס הזייסים, ולא יעדר תחס הגפנים, ולא ימלא נקו עם מים, ולא יעשה אוגייס לגפנים, תלמוד לא יימר סודך לאי סזרה. That Zriya Bechlal Hoysa. Velo Moyotza Lehakishileo, Loima Lachoma Zriya Miyuchedes, Avoida Shebesode, Vushebekerim, Afkolchu Avoida Shebesode, Vushebekerim. This is the end of the Brysa, and from this Brysa you see clearly that there's a number of other toldos that Yuchayev, and it's learnt out from Psukim, contrary to what we saw here, that that there's one opinion that says that you're not Chayev for Chayrish, even though we have a rule of Klal or Prat or Klal. And Harisha should be included because it's similar to other details. And we said, no, that since the Pasuk excluded Zmira and Batsira, it's to teach us that those are the only two toldos that one's chayev for. And then we asked a question, this whole brisa, you see there's other toldos you're chayev for? Answers the Gemara, midrabanon, the only chayev midrabanon, ukroas machta ba'alma, and the psukim are just a mere support for those rabbinical prohibitions. But in truth, min haTorah, they're not chayev for any toldos besides for Zmira and Batsira. Continues the Gemara. Ki asa Ravdimi. When Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, then he said that he heard the following. Omar, I heard people saying, I heard the Chachomim saying, that in Eretz Yisrael, before I came, I heard the following. And he said a cryptic statement which he didn't really understand. He said that the Chachamim said as follows: Yochel Yilke al Hatoisefes. You may have thought that you get Malkus even on extensions on Toisefes, V'nosiv lo Talmuda and Liftura. And then they brought some source, some teaching that you're not chayev on this Toisefes. And Rav Dimi said, V'lo yodana mai Talmuda. I don't know what source they quoted, or my Tosefos. I don't know what extension they were talking about. I have no idea what this means. So we're going to have a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, as to what this means. Rabbi Elazar Omer Charisha. It was actually talking about the issa of doing Charisha in Shmita. That v'hochi kom, and this is what those Chachamim said. Yochel yilke ala Charisha. I may have thought that you get Malkus for doing Charisha in Shmita. And what would be the source for that? De asya miklalo prato klal, because we use the rules of klalo prato klal, that anything that's similar to the prat is chayev, and the same way as the pratim mentioned in the posuk, whether it's zariya, katsira, batsira, and zmira, it's working on the field, so to charisha, and that's what they thought. V'nosev le talmud liptura, and they brought a source that you actually potter, de imkein kol hani prati lomoli. As we saw before, that why did the Torah have to mention also Zriya and Zmira, also Ktira and Batsira? Is Zmira not included in Zriya and Batsira not included in Ktira? Which is what the Gemara asked before. And the Gemara before deduced from here that the Torah is telling us that the only two toldos you're chayef for is Zmira and Batsira. And you're not chayef for any others. And therefore, you're not chayef for Charisha. And that's exactly what these Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael meant. Yochel yilke al tohatisefes. I may have thought you get Malkus for the extensions, for things not mentioned explicitly, for example, Charisha. And then we said, no, we have proof from the Pasuk that two toldos are mentioned to teach us that any other toldos you're not chayev, including Charisha. That's how Rabbi Elazar explained the quote that Rav Dimi said in the name of the Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan had a different explanation. We're not talking about what you do in Shemitah, we're talking about when you do in Shemitah. Yomim shohi sifu chachomim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. It's talking about the days before Rosh Hashanah. Minatayra, we'll soon see what's Minatayra and what's not, but officially the Shemitah year starts on Rosh Hashanah. That's when the Jewish year starts. So Shemitah starts on Rosh Hashanah. But the Chachomim said that you're not allowed to do work in the field even before Rosh Hashanah. Though that extension to Shemitah, the days before Rosh Hashanah, Yomim Sheisifu Chachomim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that's what the Chachomim said. Yochid Yilka, I may have thought you get Malkus for working on the fields in those days before. And then, V'nosiv Lo Talmud Leftura, they brought a source that you're potter. V'hochi Komar. Yochel Yilke Al Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. I may have thought that you get Malkus for working in the field in the extension of Shemitah. De Asya, because we learned in a Pasuk. The Pasuk, and the Pasuk's actually talking about Shabbos. That Sheishas Yomim Tavoid, you can work for 6 days. Uvayom HaShvi, on the seventh day, Tishbois, you should rest. Bechorish Uvakotzer, Tishbois, you should refrain from plowing and reaping. You should rest from doing those malachas. Now, regarding Shabbos, we doesn't need to say it in the Pasuk because we already have explicitly Psukim, and we're going to see this later on in the Gemara. We have Psukim that tell us that on Shabbos you mustn't do these melachas. Regarding Shemitah, the Pasuk can't be talking about Shemitah itself, because at least regarding Ktzira, we have an explicit Pasuk that says you're not allowed to do Ktzira, you're not allowed to reap in Shemitah. So then what is this Pasuk referring to? It's referring to the Tosefes Shemitah. Now, before the Gemara comes back to these words of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan suggested that what the Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael had said to Rav Dimi, or what Rav Dimi had heard from them, is Yochel Yilke Ala Tosefes. We may have thought that you get Malkus for doing work in the Shemitah year, in the extension of the Shemitah year before Shemitah starts. V'nosiv lo Talmud Leftura, and the Rabbi Yochanan said that there's actually going to be a teaching that tells us that you're potter. And we're going to see that Rabbi Yochanan at the top of Daf Daled Amud Aleph. In the meantime, let's see the the build-up of these days before Rosh Hashanah, that how they're split up. We're going to see there's the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and then there's the time even earlier than that. Let's try and understand a bit the history, what happened with those days before Rosh Hashanah, and then we'll understand why there's reason to believe that you should have got Malkus for doing work in the field before Shemitah starts. And then we'll get to Rabbi Yochanan, who's going to bring us this teaching that is going to tell us that there's no Malkus. But says the Gemara, my yomim shalifnei Rosh Hashanah, these days before the onset of the Shemitah proper, what does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan mentioned that when it says Yochel Yilka Latisefes, it means the days, the extension of Shemitah, the days before Rosh Hashanah. What is that? Kedetnan, we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Shvi'is. Ad Mosai Chayrshim B'Stei Ilon, until what point in the sixth year is one allowed to plow a field with trees, an orchard? Erev Shvi'is, before the onset of Shemitah, B'Shama Imrim Kolzman Sheyofu Lepri, all the while that the plowing is still beneficial for the crops, for the fruits of the sixth year, you're allowed to continue plowing. After that, it's becoming clear that you're plowing in order to prepare for the seventh year. That is also. Ubishilil Oimrim. Bishilil, they give a date in the year. They don't just say any time which is still beneficial for the fruits of the sixth year. They say, no, Adatzeres, until Shavuos of the sixth year, you're allowed to plow. And the Mishnah says, Ukroivim divrei elu liyestu kadivrei elu. It's more or less the same time. The date of Beis Shammai and the date of Bishilil is more or less the same time. That's all as far as an orchard, a field with trees. Until what point is one allowed to plow a field where grain is growing? Erev Shvi'is. From the time that the moisture is no longer there, it's finished, there's no more moisture from the rain, then from that point on, it's not beneficial anymore for the sixth year's crops, and you're clearly preparing for the seventh year, and that's not allowed. All the while that people are plowing lita in order to plant mikshois or midlois, which is a type of vegetable, all the while they're still doing that, that means that it's not yet tichle halecha, the moisture is not yet finished, and you can still plow in a stay halovon. Reb Shimon says, imkein nitnot teira shiur lekol echad ve'echad, if you say that it depends when all the while you're still plowing to plant these vegetables called mikshois and midlois, that you're allowed to plant this in the stay alovon, that's very unclear. And different people plant different stages and different times. So it can't be that every person, the issa for him to plow the field for Shemitah is a different time than somebody else. The Chachomim have to give us a very clear cutoff point. Elo b'stei alovon, regarding the stei alovon, a field of grain, ad ha-Pesach, until Pesach you're allowed to plow, till Pesach of the sixth year. Or b'stei ha-Ilon, ad ha-Tzeres, or b'shilil oimrim ad ha-Pesach, and regarding a field with trees, it's till Shavuos, and according to the version in the brackets, that's b'shamay and b'shilil say till Pesach. V'omer b'shimon ben Pazi, omer b'shua ben Levi mishum bar kapor. So that was all originally. In the time of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they said that you're not allowed to plow for all the way to Pesach or Shavuos of the sixth year. Rabban Gamliel, when Rabbi Gamliel, which was a while later, when him and his courts, his Beis Din, Nimnu, they voted al Shnei Prokim Halolu, on these times that we mentioned, the times of the stay Halovon and the times of the stay Ilon, the Pesach, the Shavuos, Ubatlum, and he nullified them, he cancelled them, he says you're allowed to plow even after the times that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel had said you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to plow. They mevatel that and said you're allowed to plow. At this point, we assume that what they mean is you're allowed to plow right until Shemitah. Omale Reb Zeira l'Rabavo. Reb Zeira asked Reb Avo, v'omri lo Rish Lakish Reb Yechanon. Others say it was Rish Lakish who asked Reb Yechanon. Reb Gamliel u'Beis Dinoi, heicha motzi mevatli takanto de Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel. How could Reb Gamliel and his court nullify and cancel the decrees made and instated by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? V'otnan, did we not learn in the Mishnah? Ein Beis Din yochel levatel divrei Beis Din chaveri. One Beis Din can only cancel the words, the decrees of a different Beis Din, Elohim ken gadol mimenu b'chochma b'minyan, only if they are wiser and larger Beis Din. And Rabbi Gamliel or Beis Dinai were not larger and wiser than Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So how could they do that? Ishtoimim kashar choda. So whoever the question was asked to, which was either Rabbi Zeira was asked by Rabbi Yechanan, by either Rabbi Avoh was asked by Rabbi Zeira, or Rabbi Yechanan was asked by Rish Lakish, whoever was asked the question was just quiet for a few moments, and then Omar Lein then answered as follows: Eimer, it could be that kach hisnu b'neim, that when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel instated their decrees not to plow the fields right early into the middle of the sixth year, they made a condition, and they said, kol haroitzeh levatel yavei v'yevatel, that should a later Beis Din see it fit to nullify and cancel this decree, then we're okay with that, and it's okay. And since they initially incorporated in the Gzeira, in the Takona, that another Beis Din can undo it, so Gamliel and his Beis Din had no issue doing that. Asks the Gemara, did Huhi? Was this concept of Tosefes Shvi'is, of adding on before Shmita, is it something that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they were the ones that first came up with it, and then Rabbi Gamliel undid that, but could it be, is it true that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they were the ones that undid that? Halacha l'Moshe Misinai hu. It's Halacha l'Moshe Misinai that says that you're not allowed to work before Shmita. It's nothing to do with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And then, automatically, if it's Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din cannot undo that. It was said in the name of Reb Nechunya from this Bikas Beis Charoisen. He said three things were Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Eser Netiyos, which means that if you have 10 young saplings, young trees in a field, in a field of 50 amos, in a Beis Sa, which is 50 amos by 50 amos, then you are allowed to plow the entire field before Shmita, in the days before Shmita, because we assume that the whole field is serving these young trees, and if you don't then plow the whole field, then these trees are going to get hurt. That's one halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Arava, the custom of the Arava on Sukkos in the Beis HaMikdash is halacha l'Moshe Misinai. And Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of water over Sukkos on the Mizbeach, was also Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. These three Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So you see from the Eser Netiyos is plowing a field before Shmita sets on, that Halacha l'Moshe Misinai is that if it's 10 small trees in a base core in 50 by 50 amos, you're allowed to plow it before Shmita. So you see clearly that the concept of not doing activities in the field, not working the field even before Shmita, is Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. And Halacha l'Moshe Misinai just excluded a field of 50 by 50 with the 10 young trees in it. But how can you say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were the ones that instated the prohibitions of working on the fields before Shmita? So Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. So Rabbi Yitzchok had one way. We're going to have three explanations how to deal with this. Rabbi Yitzchok said as follows. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok. Ki gemiri hilchasa. When it says there's Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that's only shloishim yoim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, the last month, that's where Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, you're not allowed to work in the field. Va'osuhani, and then came Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Tikkun, and they instated mi Pesach umi Atzeres, already from Pesach and already from Shavuos, you're not allowed to work in the field. Va'osnu b'ditu, and they made a condition between themselves that kol haroitzeh levatel yavei v'yevatel can cancel it. So when Rabbi Gamliel and Beis Dinoi cancelled Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel's takona, they only cancelled what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel added, which is anything before 30 days before Shmita until Pesach or Shavuos. But the last 30 days indeed is Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, and that's something which has nothing to do with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and clearly Rabbi Gamliel cannot undo that. Asks the Gemara, V'hani hilchasaninu? The 30 days before Shmita, you're saying it's Halacha l'Moshe Misinai? Kroininu. It's actually not Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, it's actually learnt from a drasha, from a posuk. Ditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah. And this is what we mentioned earlier on, where Rabbi Yochanan learned from this pasuk Tosefes Shvi'is, that Rabbi Akiva Omer ain't tzarich leimar chorish v'kotzer shel Shvi'is. It's certainly not talking about Shabbos, because even though the context is Shabbos, but Shabbos it already mentions elsewhere in the psukim that you're not allowed to do chorish and kotzer. So what is it talking about? Can it be talking about Shmita, which has similarities to Shabbos? No, because Ktsirov Shmita is also Shari Kvar Nema. It already says in the Pasuk, Sotcho Lysizra Vakarmacha Lysizmoir. Esafiach Ktsircho Lysikzer is in Venizrecho Lysivzer. Ktsiro is mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk regarding Shvias proper. Elochorish Shel Erev Shvias, Shel Nichnas Lishvias. It must be talking about doing a Harisha plowing before Shmita sets on that's going to be. It's going to be beneficial to the fields on Shemitah. The kotzer and reaping shall shvius, sheyotza lomitza shvius, and reaping those Shemitah fruits which are belong to the Shemitah year, that even though it's talking about now the eighth year, the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, but we're talking about types of produce which have restrictions of Shemitah. And the Rashi in Ksav Yati explains this is to do with Svichin and other cases where the even though it's Motzah Shvius, there's still restrictions on what grew during Shemitah. So that's what he's saying, that Chorish, that the Pasuk that says Chorish Vakotzir, Tishbois, is talking about the time before Shemitah. So you see here explicitly a drasha from a Pasuk that even before Shemitah sets, you're not allowed to set on you, before it starts, you're not allowed to work on the field. So it's not even Aloch L'Moshim Yisinai. Says the Gemara, that was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. Rabbi Shmuel argues with Rabbi Akiva and says, Ma Chorish Rashus, Af Kotzer Rashus, that from this Pasuk, Bechorish of Akotzer Tishbois, indeed it's a question that in Hilchas Shabbos we don't need to say it because it already says elsewhere that you're not allowed to plow or reap on a field on Shabbos. That was a good question. So Rabbi Akiva took it to a place of Shemitah, not Shemitah proper, but to Tosefes Shemitah. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, we're keeping this Pasuk in Hilchas Shabbos. What's it coming to teach us? It's coming to teach us that indeed Harisha is also on Shabbos and Katsira is also on Shabbos, but the two are similar. What would that mean? That in the same way as Harisha, plowing, there is never a concept of plowing which is a mitzvah. Plowing is always something you have permission to do, not on Shabbos, during the week, but it's something which is permission, but it's not a chiyuv or mitzvah. However, when it comes to reaping, we find a concept that there's a cutting down, reaping some produce is actually a mitzvah. When is that? That is cutting down the oimer, the barley that was needed for the korban oimer. So Rabbi Shmuel says that the Pasuk puts together, Bechorish uvakotzer tishbois, do not do charish and ktsira on Shabbos, ma chorish rashus, in the same way as plowing is always only ever permissible, but not required. Af kotzer rishus, the type of katsira which is also on Shabbos, is a type of katsira which is a rishus, not a mitzvah. Yotzo katsira oimer, excluding the cutting down of the barleys of the korban oimer, shehi mitzvah, which is a mitzvah, and is allowed to be done on Shabbos. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel did with this posuk. Either way, we see from Rabbi Akiva that Tosefes Shvius is a posuk, it's not Haloch Lomesh Misinai. Ela omer of Nachon by Yitzchok, ki gemiri hilchasa. Of course, it must be Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. We saw before it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Esen Etiyos, Arova V'Nisu Chamayim, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is saying that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is just there in order to tell you L'Mishri Yalda, to say that in the event that you've got a field of no larger than 50 by 50 amos with 10 young trees in, that you're allowed to plow it in Tosefes Shvius. The permission of that particular case to plow, that's what we need the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Kroi, L'Meisar Zekeino, the Pasuk of Bechorish V'Kotze Tishbo is according to Rabbi Akiva, is telling us that when the trees are already not young trees, they're older trees, and are not in that situation, not in that bracket of Eser and Netiyos, that indeed you're not allowed to plow the field before Shemitah. Asks the Gemara V'Kivon, the Hilchasab, the Mishri, Le'elda, Lav Mameila Zakena Asira, says, I don't understand that, asks the Gemara, against Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. You don't need a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai to say that young trees you're allowed to plow the field of those trees before Shemitah. But I have a pasuk to say that in any other case, you're not allowed to. If you have a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that says you're allowed to plow a field with 10 young trees, it's included in that if it's not 10 young trees, you're not allowed to. So the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai already incorporates within it a prohibition of plowing a field without those conditions before Shemitah. So what do I need the pasuk for? Elo says the Gemara, Hilchasa l'Rabbi Shmuel ukroi l'Rabbi Akiva. You're right. It cannot be also Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, also a Pasuk. According to Rabbi Akiva, he has a Pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel uses the Pasuk of Bechorish V'Kotze Tishbois to tell us about about reaping the Omer, that it's allowed to be done on Shabbos, so he doesn't have this pasuk to tell us to Sefer Shvi'es. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, he needs the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. So either way, that was the first way of reconciling here, is that the last 30 days before Shemitah, that's either Osur Min HaTorah or Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. B'Shamay and B'Shil added on, even earlier than that, till Pesach and Shavuos, Rambam Gamliel undid that. That's the first, but here we've already seen that there's a biblical source for Tosefes Shvi'es, either Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai or a Pasuk. And that was what Rabbi Yochanan said before, that when, to explain Rav Dimi, who said in the name of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, that Yomim Shesifu Chachomim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, you should get Malkus from Bechorah Shvakotzer Tishbois. That's this Pasuk according to Rabbi Akiva. And however, we said before that Rabbi Yochanan said that there's a drasha that undid this. What would that mean? Rabbi Yochanan said as follows, and this is another way of explaining how Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din could undo the Doraisa. That means we asked a question that how could Rabbi Gamliel undo the Gzeiras? He needs to be a bigger Beis Din, he needs to be a wiser Beis Din. So he said that's not necessary because they made it tonight. The question is, what did Rav Gamliel Beis Dinoi undo? So till now we understood that they only undid what was earlier than 30 days before Shemitah. But the last 30 days they couldn't undo. And now Rabbi Yechonon is saying no. Rav Gamliel Beis Dinoi undid even the last 30 days before Shemitah. Even then Rav Gamliel said, you're allowed to plow. And where did, what would be his source? Midoraisa, he found a pasuk telling us you're allowed to work the fields even though it's just till Rosh Hashanah, even if it's the last 30 days. Midoraisa botelahu, he undid it using a pasuk. Because my tama, what would be the source? Gomar Shabbos Mishabbos Bereshis. He actually learns Gzeira Shova between Shmita and Shabbos, the regular weekly Shabbos. Ma'ala alon, in the same way as a regular Shabbos. He Asura, you're only not allowed to work on Shabbos. Lefoneo v'lecharel, but before Shabbos and after Shabbos, mutarin. It's mutar. Afkan, so too regarding Shmita. He Asura, it's only Osa on Shmita. Lefoneo v'lecharel mutarin. And you're allowed to work on the field before and after Shemitah. You don't need to wait any time, not before, not after. And this is what Rabbi Yochanan said before, that what he explained when the Chachomim says, V'nosiv lo Talmuda liptura, here we have a teaching that teaches us that in spite of the fact that you have a posuk of Bechorah Shavakotzer Tishbois, you have a posuk here that learns from Shabbos that it's mutter. Maskif lo Ravashi. Ravashi now questioned Rabbi Yochanan. Man do Omar Hilchasa. The one who says, whichever way you hold this, if the 30 days before Shemitah was either Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, then Yasya Gzeira Shova and Okra Hilchasa, can you just make your own Gzeira Shova and undo Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai? You can't make your own Gzeira Shova like that. Umando Omar Kro, and according to Rabbi Akiva that it's learned from a pasuk of Bachorah Shavakotzer Tishbois, Yasya Gzeira Shova and Okra Kro, could Rabbi Gamliel undo a posuk, a drasha of Bechorah Shavakotzer Tishbois with a gzera shava he made that they made on their own? Ela Omer of Ashi. Rav Ashi is giving a third explanation. The first explanation was that Rav Gamliel Beis Dinoi, they only undid what was before 30 days. The second explanation was that they could undo the whole thing because they had a posuk. Rav Ashi says no. Ela Omer of Ashi, Rav Gamliel Beis Dinoi, Savri lo k'Rabbi Shmuel. Do'ome hilchasa gemiri lo. First of all, Rav Gamliel held, like Rabbi Shmuel, that it's actually from Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai and not learnt from the Pasuk. If it's learnt from a Pasuk, then the Pasuk says Bechorah Shavakotzer Tishbois, and Tosefes Shvi'es stays. There's no disclaimer there. However, if you learn like Rabbi Shmuel that Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, and Rabbi Gamliel understood from the way that Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai was said, that the Eser Netiyos, which is the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, the source for Tosefes Shvi'es, was learned together with Arova and Nisuch HaMayim, as we saw before. And so from the fact they were learned together, Rabbi Gamliel understood that the whole Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai of Tosefes Shvi'es was only in a time when they would also do Arova and Nisuch HaMayim. So V'chi Gmiri Hilchasa, when was the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai? The Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai itself only applied Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Dumya do Nisuch HaMayim, in the same time when they would also do Nisuch HaMayim, and the Ritva adds it's the same time they would also do Arova. However, Aval Bismancha ain't Beis HaMikdash Kaim, but when there is no Beis HaMikdash, Loi, there was no issa of Tosefes. And that is something that Rabbi Gamliel of Beis Dinoy came to this conclusion. So they were not actually undoing any Doraisa, any Aloch L'Moshe Mesinai. They understood that the concept of Tosefes Shvius that was first introduced as Aloch L'Moshe Mesinai and then extended by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Rabbi Gamliel of Beis Dinoy understood that the whole concept of Tosefes Shvius only applies in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh. After the Beis HaMikdosh, there is no Tosefes Shvius. And therefore, they were able to undo also, or to, they were able to tell people that not only before 30 days, but even the last 30 days, one does not have to refrain from working on the fields, and one was allowed to do Harisha, one's allowed to plow until Rosh Hashanah, marking the beginning of Shemitah. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.